Are you looking at a specific period in film history?
No, I'm trying to make the book accessible to viewers now. So some of the older films that I went back and looked at, I'll use two examples. One is The Grapes of Wrath with Henry Fonda. I think you watch that film now and it is interminable. Right, the one scene that resonated with me was when he talks with his mother. He's about to leave the camp, and he says something to the effect of, you know, I'll be there when there's injustices. But the rest of the movie looks like something out of the Beverly Hillbillies. It really does. And so I don't include that. The other one I was going to mention is All Quiet on the Western Front. That is a film that at the time it came out, I am sure it was a fantastic film. But for modern audiences, I would never show something like that in class. I think the acting is wooden. The stage sets are horrible. Most of the films I have are probably from the 1970s on. I think the oldest film I may have is To Kill a Mockingbird. My mother chastised me for that one. She said to me, To Kill a Mockingbird should be the number one film. And I said, okay, Molly, maybe. And I think Judgment at Nuremberg is also, I think that's a 1961 film. I think those are my oldest films, and I think they would still resonate with a modern audience.
Let's talk about documentaries for a moment. Many documentaries are very powerful, but they're relatively obscure and unknown. Tell us about your top five documentaries.
Okay. Let me include top six just because I can sneak Spike Lee in there. I had two that I thought were, I think, two of the best movies ever made. Number one is Darwin's Nightmare, which I have said to people it is one of the five best films generally, not just documentaries, one of the five best films ever made, and that includes two of the Godfathers, okay? But Darwin's Nightmare and then Nero's Guest is the number two. I don't like documentaries that play on your emotions. I don't like documentaries that connect the dots. I also tend to not like talking heads in documentaries telling me what to think. Neither of these two movies do, and both are involved with economic, social, and cultural rights. To me, both films give you a view of human rights that is different from the dominant theme, right? Because what both films are showing is that these violations that we're talking about cannot be localized to the area where the film takes place. Darwin's Nightmare takes place in this sleepy little fishing village in Tanzania. And at the same time, you have press reports that there's a famine in Tanzania. Food is being taken out of Tanzania. And this is this Nile perch fish and flown to Europe. So at the same time that Tanzania is experiencing a famine, you have food being taken out of a country, right? And no one's connecting the dots at all.
Darwin's Nightmare, a 2004 film, was described as a masterpiece, and you added, and this might well be an understatement.
Yeah, I sometimes go over the top, but it's a great film. When I show it to students, the first question I'm asked is that. Why did you think that was so special? And it's hard to describe. This made me think in ways that I can't remember another film making me think.
Let me finish your list of top six documentaries. Number three, one of my favorites, Hoop Dreams, released in 1994. Number four, USA versus Al Arian. Number five, The Agronomist, a Jonathan Demme film from 2003. And number six, Spike Lee's Four Little Girls, released in 1997. Are there films that you wanted on the list, but after all, the list is 101 films, and so therefore you had to leave a film or two off the list?
No, I actually had to leave out 265 films. When I submitted the manuscript at first, I had 366 films, and within 10 minutes, the publisher said, Mark, look at the contract, we want 80,000 words. And I had to slash and burn. I had an entire section on war films, which I think are some of the best human rights films made. Platoon, Full Metal Jacket, The Hurt Locker, all those went. I had a chapter on human rights comedies. I think of that. The Yes Men, who are very funny. I think a lot of Michael Moore movies are comedies. You're laughing, but there's a human rights point being made here. And Academy Award winning films for Best Picture. I had to sort of excise 265 films, but many of these will be appearing on the website watchinghumanrights.com.
Mark Gibney is the Carol G. Belk Distinguished Professor in Humanities at the University of North Carolina, Asheville. His most recent book is Watching Human Rights, the 101 Best Films. Thank you very much.
Thank you.